Okay, today's daf Pei Tes. We're on the bottom of Pei Ches and Beis. Today's daf is not easy. It's very difficult, actually. And I hope I understand that myself. Here we go. We said yesterday that there was a Takanas Usha. In Usha, they made a Takana that said that a husband is allowed to get first right at his wife's ksuva if she tries to sell it to someone else. Right? If she tries to sell it or give it away or do anything to get rid of her ksuva, the husband has the first rights. Okay? Means she sells it and then she dies. Right? Does the husband have to pay this other guy who bought it? No. Says that's the rule of Usha. That's the Zakonas Usha. Okay? So far so good? So far so good. So the Gemara first says, Amar of Edi bar of an Afan and Ari Tanina. We even have a Brisa. It's a Brisa? Yeah. We have a Brisa that supports the Takanas Usha. Why? What's the Brisa? Me'idin anu be'ish ploni, if two Edim come and say that a certain man, Shigiris esh ishto, a certain man divorced his wife, v'nasan ksuvasa, and gave her the ksuva. Right? So what happened now? Two men came and said, Reuven was married to Leah. He divorced Leah and paid Leah the ksuva. Turns out there's Zoman. The whole thing's not true. What were they trying to do? They were trying to have Leah lose her ksuva by saying she already got it. Right? Then, v'harehi tachtav, they're still happily married, u'mishamashaso, and they're busy with each other. She brings it, right? She's still married to the husband. If she wouldn't be married, if it would be true, but just they didn't, they're Edom Zalman. But it happens to be they said the truth, be a different rule maybe. But that's where the Gemara's question is not even true. They're still happily married, Reuven and Leah. And what happened? V'nimtzu Zomamin, now they're found out to be Zomamin. Now, what did they actually lose, cause this woman to lose? The ksuva? If she dies first, there is no ksuva. It's not clear what they asked her to lose, what they wanted her to lose. They wanted her to lose the ksuva, but you could lose that anyway. So, ain't omrim yishlulu kol ksuvasa. The eidim zamam now have to pay kasher zamam. What is kasher zamam? Not sure. The ksuva, right? It was the ksuva. They wanted her to lose the ksuva. That's for sure. But really, they can't be required to pay the ksuva. Even though it's what they wanted her to lose, but that might not have been that might never have happened. Why? Because if she dies first, there is no ksuva. So it's not fair to make the Edom Zomim pay the ksuva when that might not have ever got to her. Ella, tovas hanas ksuvasa. They have to pay the tovas hanah of the ksuva. The tovas hanah means how much could she sell this ksuva for in the open market? Right? She's X number of years old. She's in X state of health. The husband's Y years old and Y state of health. So you have a lot of gamblers out there. A lot of people taking risk. How much would someone pay now for the rights to the ksuva, banking on the fact that the husband will die first? Whatever number that is, this is going to count the entire dot. So we're going to call Tovas Hana. It's a Tovas Hana payment. What is that? A guy will be willing to pay. I'll take that gamble. Would you pay a dollar? Everybody would pay a dollar. I'll give her a dollar, right? And if the husband dies first, I get $200? Everybody would pay a dollar. Would you pay $195? No, nobody would do that. I'm going to pay $195 now on the off chance that he's going to die first and I'm going to get $200? Nobody would do that. So you have to fit whatever number that is. That's the Tovas Hana number. Whatever number that is. That's what the Edom Zomim have to pay. Why? So, now, Ezehu Tovas Hana Ksuvasa. So what is that Tovas Hana? Says the Gemara. Omdin, we evaluate. Kama Adam Rotalit and Ksuvasa Shelzu. How much would somebody be willing to pay for this Ksuva in this Armala Onis Garsha? Whether or not she gets divorced or dies. By the way, part of that cheshen would be how happy is their marriage? Right? How happy are they married? Do they throw plates at each other? Is he going to give her a get one day? Or via Mesa. But if she dies, you're Shenabaila. Right? If she dies, the husband will inherit her. Sorry, no ksuva. She died first. So how much is someone willing to pay? That's what the Edom Zalim have to pay. That amount. Because she can go right now and sell the ksuva. If she wanted to, she could sell it today. She's hard-pressed for cash. She could sell the ksuva. That, for sure, the Edom Zalim cost her that loss. That's what they have. Well, they wanted her to cost her that loss. That's what they have to pay. Now, if you want to tell me that there's no such thing as takanas usha, then I'm my Arshana Baila. Why does the husband inherit his wife? Tazbin ksuva salagamri. Let her sell it. Let her sell the ksuva. What's going on here? Takanas usha means the husband gets first rights. Obviously, the husband gets first rights. If the husband would not get first rights, why does the husband inherit his wife? Let her sell the ksuva. Well, then tovus hanah. Forget the tovus hanah. The whole thing should be sold. Obviously, we can't. Why? Because the husband has first rights. What do you see? Takanas usha. Amar Abaya says Abaya. No, it's no raya. In Amru b'nichse malug. If we, that's true by nichse malug. Nichse malug are things she brings into the property, which belong to her, but the husband has rights to use it. That's true. Yomru b'nichse tzom barzel. What, you can say the same thing about nichse tzom barzel. In other words, even without usha, even without that takana, a woman has no right to sell nichse tzom barzel. She has no right to sell it. She can't. Therefore, the Brisa said that Adin that testify are required to pay the entire value of the nechassim, meaning tzom barzel. She can never sell that. She can never sell tzom barzel. Therefore, this is not a raya. It's such a thing as takanas usha. Okay? Make sense? It's not easy. It's a gigantic rashi here. It's very difficult. Okay. Having said that, that's the easy part of the daf, by the way. Having said that, now says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Tovas Hanah, since I just mentioned Tovas Hanah, which I'm going to call Tovas Hanah because just to save time, because it's so many words to say what Tovas Hanah is. But we don't know what Tovas Hanah is now, right? You know what Tovas Hanah is? Okay. Now, Tovas Hanah, Ho of Asil Yadon, now that we've mentioned something about Tovas Hanah, name of Milsa, let's talk more about Tovas Hanah. Well, again, Tovas Hanah is the wife could sell it, right? So Tovas Hanah, Leisha Hava, that belongs to the wife. That belongs to the wife. The Yisal Gadaydach Labal Hava, because if you want to tell me it belongs to the husband, the Tovas Hanah belongs to the husband, Lemrula Edim, let the Edim say to the wife, the Edim Zomim could tap the wife, not tap her on the shoulder, but they could point to her and say, my Afsidinach, what loss did we cause you? What loss did we cause you? First of all, you might die first. And what do you want to tell me? You could sell it to some speculator? But the money you get from the speculator goes to your husband. What loss did I cause you? We came and testified that you're divorced and you got your ksuva money. She comes crying to Bezdin. It's not true. Happily married. Look at this. They wanted me to lose my whole ksuva? Says the Edom Zomim. Kind of lost it because of you. First of all, you would have died first. Second of all, you want to sell the ksuva to a speculator? That money goes to the husband anyway. You hear? What's the kash on that? 1 minute. E have mizavnas lola tovas hanah. Had you sold it for tovas hanah, bal have a shakal of minay. The husband will take that money from you. So, since we don't say that, obviously, Tovas Hanah money belongs to her. And that was a real loss that they caused her. Asked the Nesivas HaMishpat, the Nesivas, but wait a minute. What if he died first? What if the husband died first? Right? What if the husband died first? Then of course she got a loss. The Edom are saying, first of all, you would have died first. Second of all, even if you get Tovas Hanah, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your husband. What if the husband died first? Then she's going to come to Bezdin and say, can I please have my ksuva? Bezdin said, what do you mean? Last week Aiden came and said, you got it already. Right? That's a loss. No? Right? It's an unbelievable kasha. Says in the Tzivos HaMishpat, an unbelievable answer. If you own something that you can't sell for whatever reason, she can't sell it. Whatever she sells it for doesn't belong to her. There's no din mazik on it. You hear this? Therefore, what could she do with this ksuva? The only thing she could do with it is wait. She can just wait for her husband to die. She can't sell it, because if she sells it, she doesn't get the profits. Right? Right? Did I lose everybody? You lost?
No.
Can she sell it? Yeah, she can sell it. She doesn't get the profits. Right? Can she, is it worth anything? It's not worth a thing. In the future, maybe it'll be worth something. Right now, it's not worth anything. Says the Nesivis, there's no mazik. They didn't cause her any damage. Anything that you can't sell has no value. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, wait a minute. Let's say I have a picture of my grandmother. Now, nobody wants that. Nobody's interested in that. Nobody would buy that on eBay. But to me, it's worth a lot of money. It's called sentimental value. It's a big shaila in halacha. What is sentimental value? I have a letter that my grandmother wrote me when I was in summer camp. Nobody wants that. It's not worth a thing. But it's worth a lot to me. You're right. Nobody wants this ksuva. Maybe somebody will buy it on speculation. It's not worth anything right now. But it's worth a lot to her. Imagine if someone says, I'll give you a matana. I will give you a priceless painting. It's on one condition. You can't sell it. I want it to stay in your house forever. For you, your kids, till Mashiach comes. You cannot sell it. What, if someone destroys it, they're not chayiv? Of course they are. I can't sell it. So what? Right? So what, I can't sell my grandmother's picture? It's worth a lot of money to me. Right? So Shlomo Zalman, what's he talking about? I don't know what Shlomo Zalman, how Shlomo Zalman is going to learn this Gemara. I think he makes so much sense. Right? At first, when you hear the Nesivis, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, if you can't sell it, it's not worth anything. Then when Shlomo Zalman comes along and says, what? First of all, I'll give you my Tana. Second of all, what about your grandmother's picture? Your grandmother's letter, she wrote to you when you were in summer camp. It's worth a lot to you. Can't sell that. Right? So, and having said that, the Gemara says that it's obvious that there's such a thing as, now I don't know how we're going to answer that, those are just horrors on the daf. Having said that, the Gemara now says that it's obvious such a thing as Takana Susha, because if there wasn't a Takana Susha, the woman gains nothing. Right? She gains nothing, because even if she sells it, it doesn't belong to her. So there was no loss. Right? So there's no such thing as Takana Susha. Amar of Shalma, not true. Not true. You know why? Listen to this line in the Gemara. Mishum de ikar revach besa. No, there's more money in the house. Right? More money in the house. To go for pizza one night. To take the family out. That's what's worth something to her. Yes, the Tovas Hana doesn't go to her pocket. Where does it go? The husband has the right to take it away. But there's more money in the house now. Well, the husband's not a low, you know, a mean person. He says, okay, let's go to the restaurant tonight. Everyone's so excited. Now, that's not really her money. It's not really her money. She gets taken out, right? There's a little extra expenses. They buy some extra something for Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Shalman says. But it's a very broad, under the broad category of Tovas Hanah, she's benefiting. Right? There's less pressure on the home, right? The bills can be paid now. They just got money. They just got a windfall. Therefore, that was a loss to her. That would be a loss to her. And therefore, we can say, still, that this is a riot, there's such a thing as Takana Susha. Okay? I'm sorry, there's no riot. Sorry, there's no riot. So there's no riot, right? There's no riot. Right, there's no raya. What are they paying for? What do the Eidos Omen have to pay for? They have to pay for the extra money that came into the house. Is there a raya that there's such a thing as Takana Susha? Absolutely not. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Tovas Hanah Le'isha Ve'ein Labal. Ve'ein Labal Olchei Peiros. If a woman does sell her ksuva as a Tovas Hanah, the money, the profit, only goes to the wife. My Taima, why? Peir tiknu le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a gzeira that a man is allowed to benefit from his wife's nichse malug. Right? So if she brings in a field, the husband's allowed to benefit from that field. Peir de peira, the fruit of the fruit, this is now one step removed. Why? Because she took some nichse malug, let's say, and sold it. Lo tiknu le Rabbanan. The husband can't say, oh, I want that money, I'm going to invest that money now. He has no right to touch that money. Why? Because it's peira de peira, it's not peira. Okay? Next. Told you, this is not easy.
So far there's no raya.
We're not going to have a raya. But we're going to go off on a big tangent and debate. We're getting to it. On our way there. Kiyosa Rav Papa Rav Huna Brit of Yeshua Mibay Rav Omri Tanina. We have a braisa with Takana Zusha. We have a support that such a thing as Takana Zusha. Why? However, Isha, our Mishnah said, you bump into a woman, you bump into an Eved, Pigiyasan Ra, it's very bad, bad for you. Why? Hachova behen chayiv. If you hurt them, you're chayiv. Vehem shechavu b'acherim, if they hurt you, Piturin, they're potter. Why are they potter? They're potter because they have no money. Right? They have no independent money. So they're potter. Now, v'isal k'dayet ha'chalethel t'kan azusha. If we hold that there's no such thing as Takana Zusha, why does a woman have no money? What do you mean she has no money? Why not? Tizabe Nichse Malug, let her sell her Nichse Malug, Vitzitinle, and pay for the damages. She has a field, what's Takana Zusha? The husband has first rights in that field. Obviously we hold a Vusha, because otherwise, she attacks somebody. Good, you have a field, go sell the field and pay the damages, you attack somebody. Why don't we say that? Obviously, because the husband can stop that sale. He could block it. Right? Obviously, we hold for Musha. Otherwise, why was she being so nice to her? She doesn't have any money. What do you mean? She got a field. Obviously, we hold for Musha. Right? You look totally lost. We just had a baby. You're a little... Now, Ultaimeich, according to you, they're telling me what? That there's such a thing as Takana Zusha. Nihi namid isla Takana Zusha. Good, this Takana Zusha. Velo matzi mizavna, legamri. Good, she can't sell the field. Why can't she sell the field? Because the husband can block that sale. But at least, tzabin linux and malug, betovas hana. She could sell the tovas hana of the field. Why can't she sell that? It's worth something. Somebody will pay a dollar. Right? Somebody's going to pay a very small number, whatever it is. So the Gemara says, v'sitein lo. And then she could pay her debt for punching somebody. So the Gemara says, Ella de Lesle. Obviously there is no malug. Hachanami de Lesle. There's no malug. There is none. If there would be, you're right. If there would be, you're right. Happens to me that in this case there was none. If a woman doesn't have, she doesn't have. She wasn't a wealthy woman. She comes to the marriage with nothing. She's got nothing to sell. Now says the Gemara, which is everybody's been thinking about why we didn't ask this earlier, but the Gemara had a flow. Why can't she sell the ksuva to Tovasana? Right? Sell the ksuva to Tovasana. Everyone had that. So she attacked somebody, sell the ksuva to Tovasana, and pay the damages. I'm going to say that.
Because she died for her husband.
But she's going to get paid for that speculation. Somebody's going to pay money for that. Right, the two is worth $200. Is someone going to pay a dollar? Would you pay a dollar to make $200? So I'd pay a dollar for that. Would you pay $190? No, nobody's going to pay $190. So there's a certain number. $40. $30. Pay the guy. You hit the guy. Will it pay for Nezik, Tari, Bishavis, and Boshes? I don't know about that, but it's a start. So the Gemara says that can't sound an option. You know why? Hamani Reb Meir he, it's Reb Meir. The Amar Reb Meir says, Asul Adam Sheyisha Es Ishta Afilu Sheachas Blo Ksuvasa. He can't be married without a ksuva. How could she sell the ksuva to a speculator? They have to have a ksuva. They can't be married without a ksuva. Says the Gemara. Where am I? Wait a minute. Time am I? What's the reason you can't be together without a ksuva? What's the reason for that? Because ksuva is expensive. Cost money to divorce your wife. So every time you come home from work and you think to yourself, I'm going to divorce her, I can't take it anymore. Oh, I have to pay that ksuva. All right, I'll stay here. Right? It's a disincentive to get divorced. So Gemara says, "V'tayim amai." What's the whole reason? Kadei shelo take kala be'in of lotzia. You don't want it. Not so easy. So haka here too. Lo megarish lo. He's not going to divorce her. You know why? Because the megarish lo asu hanach dezavni gavala ksuvasa binei. The guy who bought the ksuva knock on the door and say, "You divorced her? Pay me." Right? My $20-$30 payment paid off. Right? I knew it was what. I spoke to the neighbors. I knew they were going to get divorced any day. They knew they hate each other. So here I am. So just because the ksuva is not in the home, the reason for not divorcing his wife still applies. What's the reason? Because you're going to have to shell out cash. What's the difference if he shells it out to his wife or he shells it out to the guy who bought the ksuva? What's the difference? Either way, he's shelling out cash. Ella says the Gemara, this is a difficult question. Tovas hana mili ninhu. It's just words. Umili lo mishtabdi. And words can't be sold. Alam Allah says the Gemara, why not? I'm not sure what that question is. Alam Allah, why not? Mili dimizavni bidinari ninhu. What do you mean? It's words with a sale. It's paying cash for it. Huh? That's not an answer.
It's like derivatives.
Right.
From
AIG. Right. Speculating. Now, Ella, so why don't we make the woman sell her ksuva betovas hana? Why don't we do that? What the Mishnah said, that if you bump into a woman, you damage a woman, she damages you, she has nothing to pay. Why don't we make her sell her ksuva betovas hana? Why not? Ella lishdishmuel. Ella mishim shdishmuel. Listen to this. To Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, hamocher shtarchov lechaveiro. If somebody sells a shtarchov, that means like this. I owe Marcel $100. I owe him $100. Marcel is the malva. He's owed $100. I'm the lova. I borrowed $100. Says Marcel, you know what? I don't have time to go chase after him. I'll sell it to Simcha. Marcel will sell it to Simcha. After Simcha buys it, Marcel says, you know what? I'm gonna forgive the loan. Evrachmanas on him. I'm gonna forgive the loan. You paid $50 for that. What? All right. Right, exactly. So what happens? You're left holding the bag. You're left holding the bag. Very sorry. Right? No, he does not. He does not. We'll talk about that in 1 second. Not only that, you sell a document to collect money, and then you forgive the loan. Machul, the loan's forgiven. Even a son could forgive the debt of his father. In other words, even your son could say, you know what, I'm forgiving all these debts.
But if you mocha the shtarchov, it's not yours anymore, how can you forgive?
What?
If you sell in the shtarchov, the loan is not yours anymore, to forgive. How
okay,
can
so there's four ways to explain this answer. The Rif and the Rambam hold that mina Torah, it's impossible to sell such a thing. Torah gave you no right. You right. You can't sell that. The Chachamim made a gzera, and it could be sold. Why not? Therefore, since the ikaradin, the really the minatora, the shtar can't be sold, the rights of mechila are still they override, since if you have the right to be mochel anything, when you mochel the debt, go be mochel the debt. The Chacham said you have a right to sell it, that can't trump your right minatora to cancel the debt. That's the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the sale, a lumdish thing, the sale, there's two parts to a sale. There's the goof of the money, and then there's the rights that when you're owed money, two things happen. You're owed money, and you have the right to go into the guy's house and take his stereo to help pay your money that you're owed. You only can sell one of those, not the other. It's very lumdish thing. The Rabbeinu Chananel is the easiest pshat. He says, it's not really mechila. What you're saying is, you know, after I thought it over, he doesn't owe me the money. I looked over my papers, he doesn't owe me the money. And you have to pay him back, that might be a separate thing. He doesn't owe me the money, the whole thing was a mistake. Therefore, you're allowed to say it. The Rashi says, this is in Ksuvis, when Simcha wants to collect the money, because Simcha bought the loan from Marcel, I could say, who are you? I didn't borrow money from you. I didn't borrow money. You're really basically a shliach. So you are. Marcel doesn't want to bother collecting the debt. I guess Simcha, you go collect it. Here, you want to give? Okay, give me twenty bucks. Okay, fine, go collect it.
So Simcha could come back to me and say it's a megach tov.
Maybe. But we're not dealing with that issue. We're dealing with my issue, the other issue. We're dealing with the woman. So what happened? The woman is owed money. She's owed ksuva money. Right? What's going to happen now? She's going to sell that to someone else. Then she's going to forgive the husband. You know what, dear? You don't have to pay. So the guy who buys it is left holding the bag. So when there's a normal loan, we say we want to encourage loans, that people should lend money, it's a big mitzvah, people are hard on their luck. Blah, blah, blah. Then somebody wants to buy it, and there's a whole cancellation of the debt. All right, we have the Rashi, we have the Rambam, we have the Rabbeinu Tam, all this lamdas. Here, the woman's going to sell the ksuva, right? For Tovas Hanah, right? We said it's worth something. What's going to happen? The ksuva is going to become due. The woman's going to, or not even going to become due. Even before it's due, she'll come to Beth and sign a document. By the way, I'm off of the ksuva. I just paid $30 for that ksuva. It's not worthless. Now, can she come back to the woman now? I don't know. But one thing we do know, no one's paying that ksuva. Now, the Gemara is going to say in a second, when it comes to a husband and wife, we know this is going to happen. Did we know that you were going to forgive my debt? We didn't know that. We don't know that that's going to happen. Most of the time it doesn't happen. Most people are not so forgiving. Husband and wife, so he's maybe there's maybe this, some say, some of the Rishonim say maybe there's trickery going on. This is all shtick. I will say, you're going to sell him, it's over, then you're going to be mocheless for me. With a husband and wife, you can pull shtick. Because of that reason, we're not going to allow her to sell it. That never, that poor guy is going to buy something. He's buying nothing. He's buying worthless. I'm doing that. That's what's going on. That's why she can't sell her tshuva. Because the guy's never going to collect it. Because the wife's going to be mochel. That's what Shmuel said. Don't ask Shmuel, right? Hamochesh tachov l'chaveru v'chozu mocholo. Mochel. It's mochel. Afilu yorish mochel. Even the yorish can be mochel it. Amri, so therefore we say, zivune zavin, we're going to make a sale, v'titein la. I'm sorry, so Amri, so here's the kasha. Zivune zavin, let the sale happen. V'titein la, v'titein lay. And let the husband... Yeah, Shmuel said, what? Okay, so it's an extension. Okay, you're right. She's allowed to do it. What do you mean? Why is there a ksuva? There's a bunch of reasons why. She's allowed to be mochel it. So how can she sell it? How can she sell it to somebody else and then go ahead and be mochel it? When it comes to a loan, Marcel lends me money and then he sells it to Simcha, he's allowed to be mochel it. She's allowed to be mochel it also. The difference is, we don't know Marcel's going to do that. Most people that lend money don't do that. With why? So that's what the Gemara says. So let Amri, Zivune Zavin, let the sale happen. V'sitenle, let her get paid for the Hana Tovas Hana Ksuva. V'imachole legabi ba'al matimchol. And if she forgives it. What are we doing here? Amri, no. Kol legabi ba'al vade machilele. She's certainly going to do that. There's no shayla. She's certainly going to do that for her husband. V'avsedinu lahu zivine bi'adayim lo avsedinu. What, so to make this guy lose money lechatila? I'm not doing that. Because we assume that. Now, v'chi tema, if you want to tell me, zivina nehi leilahu, dechavulei betovas hana'a, let her sell the ksuva betovas hana'a to the victim. Right? She punched somebody. Now she says, you know what? Here's the ksuva. I'll give you the tovas hana'a. Now, she didn't transfer anything to him. What's she saying to him? I'm giving you 25. It's as if I gave you $25. Why? Because the Tovas Hanav is worth $25. I'll give it to you. What's the downside of that? There's no downside. So he forgives her. He forgives the husband the debt. He's no better or worse off. He's a victim now. He's entitled to money. She doesn't have any money. So what do we say? Well, she should sell the ksuva to somebody else. No, we can't do that because he's going to forgive the loan. So now the Gemara says, sell the ksuva to him. Sell the ksuva to Tovas Hanav to the victim. Basically, all that means nothing should have transferred. There's no downside. Why not say that? No, he's not paying anything. Let's say there was $50 worth of damage. She committed $50 worth of damage to him. Let's say that he now has the right to the ksuva worth $25. So now he's only owed $25. What's going to happen? He's going to divorce. He's going to, the wife's going to cancel. Going to be mochel the ksuva. He's no different than him beforehand. Either way, he wasn't getting paid for this damage. What's the difference? There's an off chance. There's an off chance she won't be mochel. Maybe she won't. Maybe she has David's mentality. She hates it. She's not going to be mochel him. She can't wait for him to pay somebody, right? Maybe. So he's not better or worse off. Might as well do that.
But how come the husband is responsible to pay for the damage of the wife?
He's not. He's not responsible. That's a question that's beyond this daf. That's a separate question. That's nothing to do with this daf. Why doesn't the husband have to pay for his wife? It's a separate question. But you hear what's going on here? Let the guy take the psu for Batovas Anah. What's the downside?
He may end up with more.
So what's the downside? But he paid for it. He got a Tovas Anah out of it. That's speculation. He paid for it. So the Gemara says, no, don't even say that. The machlo the gabi baal, if the husband gets the mechila out of her, lo kamasid, so then there'll be no loss. The hashanami lo midikiyavle. He didn't give her anything. She didn't give him anything. So why not do this? So the Gemara says, we can't do that. You know why? So, the bottom line is, kol le gabi baal bade machla. Again, she's certainly going to be machla the husband. Then what are we doing all this for? What are we bothering? We're not bothering. The Bezin doesn't want to bother with this. Bezin doesn't want to, the article says, doesn't want to waste their precious time with this nonsense. What are they wasting time for? The precious time. I don't have time for this. What, we're going to come in, we're going to make it to a whole document, $50, we'll deduct $25. He's never seeing a penny. Why? There's no chance she's not being mochel. What are we wasting our time for? Therefore, no sale. Wife doesn't sell her ksuva. Not even Tovas Hanah. Okay. Here's where it gets hard. Ready? Ella. What about the following case? Hadetanya. V'chein hi shechavla bebaila. Let's say she hurts her own husband. Right? She's empowered, and she hurts her own husband. She had enough, and she actually hits him. Says the Braisa, it's not the Braisa, it's really a Tosefta. Lo hifsida ksuvasa. She doesn't lose her ksuva. You hear this? Does she have to pay? No. This is even stronger than your question, Marcel. Does she have to pay? No. Does she lose her ksuva? No. Right? Amai. Why? Tazvenine nehele l'ksuvase l'bal betovas hana. Why doesn't the husband now take the ksuva as Tovas Hanah? B'hachavala, with this damage, the e machla legabe bal, she's never going to be mochalit. Why? She's never going to be mochal that the ksuva now, because if she's mochalit, leka pseida, there's no loss. What does that mean? She's never going to be mochel in this case because all she's doing is hurting herself. Right? All she's doing is hurting herself. If she's mochel it, she's never going to pay off that debt. At least if she's not mochel, she has a chance to pay it off. I think this is the pshat. So, why are we afraid? Why can't we give him the ksuva? Give the husband the ksuva. Tovas Hanah. Give the husband Tovas Hanah. I'll sell you the ksuva on speculation. I hurt you. I was upset at you. I hit you. I owe you money. So I'll give you the ksuva. Tovas Hanah. What are we afraid of? She's going to be mochelet? She's not going to be mochelet. She's never going to get rid of him. She's never going to get rid of this debt. That's what I think the pshat is. Told you, this is the hard part. So the Gemara said, we can't do that. Havadai Rameirhi. That's for sure now we have Rameir's shita. The Amar Asr La'adam Shiyisha as Ishtar Filush Achas Below Ksuva. That you can eat, they can't remain without a ksuva, meaning the ksuva has to be in her possession, not his possession. V'taimamai, what's the reason for that? V'taimamai, k'dei shelo tehe kala be'en av l'hotzia. He shouldn't want to be very quick to divorce his wife if there's no payment. Hacha, but over here, Megarishla, he will divorce her. Right. Megarish law, he will divorce her. Why will he divorce her? Because he owns the ksuva now. Right? Megarish law, gabele bechavolamine. He doesn't mind divorcing her. Why doesn't he mind divorcing her? He'll get paid for the damages at least. So why don't we say that? Says the Gemara, I'm sorry. Fine. Ihachi, if that's true, hashtanami, then in every case, Megarish law, he'll divorce his wife, Gavilei b'chavolamine, so that he could collect the damages. Says the Gemara, no, he goes to Nafish Ksuvasa, because the Ksuva is very expensive. It's not a normal Ksuva here. It's very expensive. Tosefes Ksuva. The Mishum Hahu Purta. So for the few pennies he's going to get, because he's owed damages, because she stubbed his toe, and he has to pay $10 for that, he's going to have to pay $200. Not doing that. Mafsin Tuva. He's going to lose a lot. Says the Gemara, if we're talking about a case where the Ksuva is worth more than a ksuva daraisa. A ksuva daraisa means a standard ksuva money. It's worth much more than that. Then, nukma ksuva daraisa. Let's say, good, if it's a ksuva daraisa, that the husband can't touch. That can't be sold. But the idach tazim b'chavle, let her sell the extra amount to pay off the debt, as a tovas hana. Talking about such a large ksuva, you could break it in half. The minimum that we can't sell, but the rest will sell. Says the Gemara, no, we're not talking about a large ksuva. Keep going, we're talking about the lonafishik ksuvas v'ma ksuva daraisa. No, the damages are so small. The damages are so small. The damages were 4 zuz. Mishum arba, because it's 4 zuz, lo masid esim v'chamisha slayim. She's not going to lose that 20, it's 100 zuz. The ksuva is 100 zuz. So what's he going to do? Because of 4 zuz damages, he's going to have to pay the 96 zuz? That's crazy. Nobody would do that. However, what if it is a large ksuva? Says the Gemara. Then we do sell it. Then we do that. There's no reason not to. Every base is covered. Says the Gemara. Ella hadatanya. But wait a minute. Kishem shelo timchar kach lo tafsit. Kishem shelo timchar v'hi tachtav. If they're married, we don't allow the ksuva to be sold. Kachlo tafsid vihi tachtav. So too, there's no loss of a ksuva when they're married. Hazimnen mishtachale demasita. But wait, there could be a loss. You know how? Kigon the nefisha ksuva sabi ksuva daraisa. When the ksuva is very, very large. If the ksuva is very, very large, why don't we make her lose the ksuva? Why don't we make her sell b'tavas hana to pay off some debt? Why don't we do that? Okay, this is very hard. Amar Rava, says Rava, this line we just read has nothing to do with the ksuva. Has to do with a whole other thing called Asan Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. It's called the Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. Ksuvas Benin Dichrin is a wife has sons from a previous marriage. She doesn't want them losing out to her new children who are sons of the husband. So what does she do? She writes a separate Ksuva that says, whatever happens to me, all my stuff goes to my sons. Whether I die first, whether he dies first. I don't want those other sons touching this stuff. This is my ancestral stuff. It belongs to my previous husband, let's say, whatever it is. I want my kids protected. That's what we're talking about. As a whole, that's not really a ksuva. They call it a ksuva. It's not really a ksuva. It's really a will. It's really a protection for those boys. Those boys should be protected. That's really what it is. That ksuva never gets touched. Even if she has to, let's say, sell her ksuva, or if they go into debt, my time, or why not, zuzi huda ansuha, because the circumstances of life, money, forced her to go down that road, but the children are always protected. Kach, so too, mocheres ksuvas baila, even if the ksuvas baila sold, lo hafsida ksuvas benedichwin, the ksuvas benedichwin never is touched, my time, or why, zuzi huda ansuha. It's only because of money reasons that this had to happen. She's poor, so she has to sell the ksuva, they have to work around, arrangements, whatever it is. Ksuva's benedichin is untouched. So, we left off where we started. If the husband gets damaged, and it's Tosefes ksuva, then he can be paid from her with the extras. So too probably another person. In other words, we said we don't sell the ksuva. There are all these reasons why we don't. What if it's extra ksuva? Then maybe we would. The extra part we would. The principal has to stay. Why? Because, first of all, they can't live without a ksuva. Second of all, because the wife will be mochalit. And the guy who buys it will be lost out. But if it's extra, that maybe the husband or the other person could be entitled to. And we'll stop here. It's a good place to stop anyway. I know it's a little high. It's a good place to stop. And we'll stop here. And everybody have a good Shabbos.